Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. Let me take this off. I've got my Hannah Bach mask on. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and Steel Waves Radio, as well as iHeartRadio, YouTube, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple, everywhere you listen to podcasts. There's a podcast catcher in India that the name is escaping me, where we're getting a lot of fans. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And if you're on YouTube, you can hear her, but you can't see her. That's everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hi, guys.
2 weeks in a row, you're just putting your picture up. Nobody can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay.
Well, we haven't talked to these two in a while. You have. Yeah. Actually, you missed our last appearance for some reason. But they're back. He's back. It's Mortis the Devil's Reject. He's got a new album out. Road to Rots.
Road to Rot, yeah.
Oh, good. I pronounced it correctly. I don't know what it means, but we'll find out. And wherever he goes, of course, his beautiful other half, Lillian, goes. And I'm glad that she's here with her new blonde hair, which Hannah hasn't seen.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. It's
the blondes have more fun, Lillian, because you went blonde, and then the coronavirus hit, so.
Right.
Hell froze over or something. I don't know. I said I needed a break, and I guess the universe is like, bam, here you go.
And I went blonde, too, but that's my natural color. I just stopped dying.
Rub it in.
It's all up in arms.
Right.
Anyway, before we get started, I was wearing my Hannah Bach mask, which we have here if you're watching on YouTube.
Go buy one.
Yes, I have my Dark Mark mask.
Go buy one.
Those. We have merchandise on TeePublic. We have all sorts of things from tote bags to masks to T-shirts. TeePublic.com/user/DMS. Get all sorts of Hannah things. Have you sold any of your autographed T-shirts yet, Hannah?
No, I haven't.
Email Hannah. She'll get you an autograph something or other. And it's a little extra charge, but it's worth it. And we're sponsored by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/EMS for a free book and a free Audible original, or two free books and a 30-day trial to Audible. All sorts of books on metal, the devil, all sorts of things. Whatever you, sex, drugs, rock and roll, whatever you want to read about, listen to, it's there on Audible. Support Doomy's Home Cooking. Support all your local restaurants, but especially our favorite Doomy's Home Cooking on 1253 Vine Street in Hollywood, also Culver City in Toronto. Hannah, what's the latest on Doomy's? I know you follow that a lot more diligently than you follow Lillian's hair.
They're open 24 hours on the weekend. They're still doing Grubhub, so go ahead and order.
No outdoor seating yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, Phil's always cautious, but the food is great. Support that. Also, we're sponsored by Hustler Hollywood, so get your favorite sex toy. Did I ever ask you, Lillian and Mortis, what your favorite sex toy was? Both? Okay, I guess they don't use sex toys, but you get whatever you want on Hustler for 20% off with the code that we'll be putting on the show. Also, Spy Associates, if you want to spy on somebody or you want to see if somebody is spying on you, spyassociates.com. We've got a 20% discount for all orders over $249. Mortis, Lillian, always great to see you. Before we get to the new record and the music and everything else, Mortis, I know that you write songs and you're in touch with Satan and the occult and all that. Given what's been happening the last 3 months, which if you're listening to this at a later date, that's the coronavirus, race riots, all sorts of crap. Is there a plan here? Do you know something that I don't?
All I know is we're talking about spreading a new plague. And a lot of us musicians that are in our circles decided something happened and we were getting too tight and tours were about to happen. And then Ozzy said he was too sick to tour. And then after that, the coronavirus hit.
You think Ozzy has a coronavirus?
Well, no. I think all of the dark entities of the world went, no, if Ozzy can't go on tour, the rest of the world has to sit home. So fuck it. So everyone had to sit home.
Because Ozzy is sitting home, everybody has to sit home.
Well, Ozzy came down with Parkinson's.
Uh-huh. And he canceled his medical treatment until he can get better, which would be later this year. And because of that, after Ozzy declared that he was canceling his tour, a week later we had our first case of corona.
So you do feel the dark forces aligning for something.
Oh, there's energies at force, always. Especially when there's race wars at fact and people's anger is being bottled up from being locked up for, I don't know, too long. And then too much oppression, everyone's anger. You got no music, no dancing, no alcohol. Nobody could get drugs because all their drug dealers couldn't get shit. And last but not least, just being grounded for more than a month.
I know.
So it's a boiling point. And the powers that be, no matter who it is, need to understand that we're watching you.
They're watching us.
Hey, but we got to watch them.
Okay. So that I guess that answers my question. I'm just trying to figure it out if this is a plan. Is this the apocalypse or is this just a...
Oh, this is just another... Just
some fun.
Day in the world.
What's that?
Just another day in the world.
Okay, so it's not the end of the world. It's just another... Yeah.
No, because is it really ever the end of the world? Because how many apocalypses have happened where civilization was wiped out in certain extents and they had to restart?
Yeah, and how many plagues have there been in history?
And right now, we're showing full signs of global apocalypse on certain ways. We have the red waters starting in Russia. Okay.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. Something happened with one of their diesel plants, and it spilled, and it turned all of this river in Russia red. Blood red.
Wow, that sounds like a Mortis video.
Yeah. And then you got locusts and other bugs. Before corona came in.
Yeah, I heard about that.
We had the leprosy and other little spots of plague and other things in little countries. China, even down in LA, we started getting leprosy showing up again. Then corona. Ooh. Okay. And then what do the people do when the plagues come? They get crazy and they riot. No matter what culture, no matter what happens, in every civilization, it all burns at the end of the story before everything gets back to normal.
So is this a good thing or a bad thing? Are you happy about this or not?
I'm happy because eventually we'll be able to be out of our cages and stuff like that. I'm precautious on to see how it unrolls and make sure that we all escape this alive.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah, I know that you're in touch with these dark forces. Are you feeling something?
No.
Okay. Are you sad that Ozzy can't tour? Is that you think that's you think there's some legitimacy to this?
No, I think it's heartbreaking that he came down with Parkinson's. It's very heartbreaking, and he's like he's a godfather of like metal, and I just hope he's gonna be okay. It's sad.
I love Ozzy.
We can't lose Ozzy. 2020, come on, let us keep Ozzy.
I don't know. I gotta tell you.
No.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Morris.
More of that RSO.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I love Ozzy, but I've seen him twice in concert, and he sucked both times.
Oh, I saw him four times, and I thought he was great.
I saw him with Black Sabbath, and I saw him solo, and both times I was disappointed. And both times he just looked like he was out of it.
Well, that's probably when he was in the deep, deep.
Had no idea what was going on, and was just going through the motions.
Sometimes I wish I could feel that way.
You've done that on a couple shows, Sandra. Don't give me a double. But Mortis, then now I heard Marilyn Manson said he's going to be the new Ozzy, so I guess he's already staking his claim.
I wouldn't say the new Ozzy. No one can be the new Ozzy. Manson's just Manson.
Yeah, exactly. No one can be Manson. Manson is Manson. Ozzy is Ozzy. Alice is Alice.
Yeah. Alice
he's
is
talking shit. He's trying to stay relevant. He's got all you up and comers like Mortis coming up, making him irrelevant. He's been irrelevant for years.
Yeah, I love Alice to death, but all he's doing right now is collaborating and covering. His health was fading a little while, and instead of doing what most people should do and take that time to regroup and breathe, he decided to push twice as hard. And sometimes it shows in your music, and a lot of people might fight me on that, but there's sometimes where he has this great vision, great sound, and then he muddles it by not being able to take that time like he used to. But he's great in all he does. It's just he needs to breathe and see it for a minute, and I think that's why he's doing all the collaborations. Hopefully he'll get back to it and have that fire he had, you know?
I don't know. Since Madonna Wayne Gacy left, for some reason, it's just not the same. The last time I saw Marilyn Manson, he was wearing tight jeans. And he was, like, skinny, but he had, like, a belly on him.
Uh-huh.
So it looked like a dysentery. It was weird. So it wasn't like he was skinny. So I don't know. Anyway, enough about those guys. Enough about those has-beens. We got the future of rock right here, the future metal, standing in front of our face. I'm talking about Ozzy and Marilyn Manson. That's Mortis the Devil's Reject. And we had Rocky Kramer on last week, who was a terrific guitar player, hard rock guy. And he had an album that came out last fall, had a European tour, was gearing up for an American tour, and then coronavirus hit. And I felt bad for him, but I feel even worse for you, because this album came out right when everything stopped.
Yeah. We had several tours set up already. We were getting ready in about a month from when it hit in February to start the tour on the West Coast. We were going to be doing shows with Darling Dead, our brothers out in Florida, and we had dates in LA, dates in Vegas, dates up in Sacramento, San Francisco, and then we had two other bands that we were going to be playing with that were going to be hitting the Southern Belt along with Darling Dead later, and then hitting all of the Colony area, and then we had a couple of shows that we're starting to talk to back then to do Mexico in the summer. And we basically had to regroup everything. And luckily it gave us time to rewind, make a couple music videos, reassess everything, get the websites, the stores ready, and replan. So this way, once everything's back open and we feel safe enough to go out there, we'll probably have the RV and just go out on tour and not worry about it.
When do you think that's going to be? When do you think people are going to be ready to go to a concert or feel safe?
Well, I think people are ready now, but I don't think we're going to feel safe or comfortable till at least a month or two after 100% open.
Because Santa won't go to the gym.
Nope, I built my own gym.
I know, but when would you feel safe going to a concert, Hannah?
2021.
Really? You're not going to do anything this year?
I'm not, because my health is very fragile, and so is my granddad, so I'm just going to kind of stay behind and... Better safe than sorry.
Right. It sucks. I mean, do you miss live performing as much as I do? I so miss it.
Well, our 90% of all the money between me and Lillian that is made is on the road. All my shows is where I make my money, my merchandise.
Right.
With other people. All the money she makes is through the performances she does at all the other clubs she does, too.
Mm-hmm.
So all of our financial... Yeah, just kind of.
So how do you stay afloat?
After our money ran out, our sponsors kicked in and helped, and then we started to regroup and plan. Decided to do the RV thing, and we sold off the hearse. It was hard to do, but we sold our hearse, and we're taking that money plus money from what we're not taking with us and selling and getting rid of, and just stockpiling, and we're buying an RV. The story's going to come out by the time this is done anyway, so I can say something here. Our place that we live has basically evicted us. For the last 2 years, and then this last year they were able to tow my car illegally, so I couldn't get it back. So we weren't able to work. So I had to take buses and take Metrolink and Uber down to LA and back and forth where I needed, along with Lillian. Then they said, well, we'll help you with a payment plan because you guys have lived here for so long that we're going to help you. Mm-hmm. And then right before Corona hit, they said, we're not allowed to do payment plans no more. We're under new management. So unless you have the full amount, you're not allowed to pay. When Corona hit, they told us that we could do like most people and apply for the stop payment and then everything come back together at the end. When we went to go talk to them, they told me I was not able to get it and the park won't allow it. So either pay up or get out.
I thought it was illegal to evict anybody these days.
I thought
something now, but
I got my eviction papers, so we decided we're going to do the RV life. But I have a couple friends I'm talking to, and if they 100% do fully kick us out, I'm going to go talk to a lawyer.
Yeah, I would do. Yeah, jeez, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's been a rough road, and you know, I don't air my laundry out until I get to a certain point if I do it at all, because you know I'm quiet. But a lot of people have been asking what's going on lately and how come we've been so quiet. It's not that we're not, you know, actively protesting or anything like that. It's we got a lot of shit going on that we're trying to take care of so we can make sure we survive this round.
Well, you're not that quiet. You're I was watching some of your videos. You're not that quiet. And Lillian, although she's been quiet, but she's been doing her shows, and if you follow her on Instagram, she's there's definitely a lot of activity.
Oh yeah,
on both of you. Matter of fact, how did you get all the nudity in the Red Rot video? Because I was watching that over and over again, and
as long as you, when you upload it and fill out the paperwork, it states the videos are not for children. They are not marketed towards children. You have to be 21 and over or 18 and over to actually watch the video. So therefore, if you break any of those rules and I get in trouble, it's on the user, not me. And the clips are quick and not long detailed. So therefore, you can get away with it. If you make sure it says explicit and has it under that. But if you upload it accidentally and don't say all the things and it gets dinged, they will remove your whole entire site with the new law.
Okay, they removed my biggest hitting video
from
the BBW Con. I appealed it. There's no nudity in it. There's zero nudity in it. There's a lot of flesh. Yeah. A lot of big girls in tight outfits. There's no nudity in it. I've appealed. They denied the appeal and said I can't appeal again.
That's bullshit.
So that video that I had 400,000 hits on is gone forever.
Wow.
And they've really made it hard for me to get monetized again because they keep taking down videos from that. So my count of people watching my videos is going down.
There's got to be a way to fight.
So I don't know. But
kind of savvy in internet law.
Hopefully somebody made a copy of it and I could dupe it and repost it. But that's neither here nor there. So this has got, I mean, you were all geared up. I remember last time you guys were on the show, you were talking about gearing up for 2020 is going to be your year. And you had all these plans, videos, you had shows, you had
everything going. But the slowdown, it was good. And in fact, a lot of my, what I call my Hollywood family, they didn't know what to do at the beginning of the quarantine either. And I started doing a couple of things and they asked me what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. I says, you know what? Now's the time to get on the ball and do some stuff just in case we're stuck for a while. And then about 2 weeks after I started dropping videos, I noticed all my friends are like, all right, we're going to start getting some work. And they started working on their videos. They started putting out their new music. They started doing everything because, well, our fans are sitting at home doing nothing just like us, and they need something to keep them going.
Absolutely. So you definitely got stuff to get them going. So what does Red Rot mean? What does that mean?
Okay. This is the whole story, and it's funny.
Please, I got to hear this.
My albums are different testaments and books, kind of like, you know, Bibles and stuff. And the first one is about my resurrection and rebuilding myself. That's why it's called the Book of Mortis. It's rebuilding my life after what happened. So all the songs are about my divorce, my stuff, people stabbing me in the back, my losing everything in my life and just starting over fresh from the beginning and where I am now. The next part is Roderot, the Book of Blood. We leave the cemetery and enter the church, and there he's reclaiming his coven, whether it be a cult, clan, whatever, vampires, witches, mainly vampire blood, sex, and all that, all involved into it. Here's the fun part. Roderot. If you read it the back way, it's Toreador. Now, so I'm a rosebud.
I knew there was something I was missing. I didn't think to do a word scramble on your title, but I knew something was going on.
No, and I struggled for a while, and a lot of people are like, why don't you just name the album that, do one for that? And I'm like, I don't know. And then finally I decided to do it, and a lot of the certain people higher up in certain goth communities and vampire communities and stuff like that are giving me a full push with the album because they like it and they like what's behind it and they want to help as much as they can. So it's getting some tread and we're getting some push for some other stuff on it, but it's getting there.
It's a slow, now it's not on the Spotify and the other sites yet.
It is on Spotify.
Is
it? Is on iTunes. It is on Amazon. It should be on most of them. It's just you got to type it in a certain way sometimes because if you type it with the apostrophe in devils, most of it all comes up.
Oh, is that what I'm doing wrong?
Yeah, you only get one album if you do that because the label posted it wrong. So I'm still trying to fix it from the first one.
Okay.
But yeah, it's out there.
It's a little more industrial than the last album. Am I wrong?
What'd you say?
It's a little more industrial than the last album from what I've heard. Am I wrong?
No. I wanted to do a little bit clean, kind of like how you got the clean Manson goth sound out there nowadays, and then you got like this nice clean synth sounding goth, and I wanted to dabble a little with that. Plus, I got only one complaint about my last album, that the dancers didn't have enough songs they could really dance to at the clubs, and the DJs couldn't play a lot of certain ones. So this album was more of the bloodletting industrial Hollywood scene. I want to give that creep into there, you know? My style.
Strip club ready.
Yep.
Get a lap dance to some Mortis. Well, speaking of that now, let me, how has it been, the two of you, in quarantine this whole time? I envy you so.
Yeah, I don't envy you.
Yeah, that, I'm sure there's some of that, too. Hannah, do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Sorry, I stepped out for a second. I'm back.
No, I asked what it was like, because I'm so envious that Mortis has been in quarantine with Lillian the whole time, and then Lillian started choking him.
Aw, it's cute.
She's been crazy.
I've been very psycho.
But that's kind of surprising.
I smoke a lot more than usual now.
Let's see, I gotta calm down.
Yeah.
But I it's like anybody, you know. I was talking to friend who's just madly in love with this girl, but he's like, yeah, you know, there's always a couple disagreements, a couple fights, especially when you're around somebody 24 hours a day. And no matter how beautiful Mortis and Lillian are, you can only have so much sex, and I don't know. You guys aren't sick of each other yet, are you? Sexually?
You only have so much sex?
There's no such thing.
Yes! Have you been having so much sex, or am I wrong?
A lot of sex.
Yeah, there's nothing else to do. It's that or, you know.
Video game, Mario Kart.
Tiger King. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Tiger King.
Sex during Mario Kart.
That's it.
But on the truth part, we've been taking our time with the quarantine to, I built a couple musical instruments that I'm going to be introducing on my shows.
Ooh.
One I'm calling a misery chord. I'll show you that in a moment. But I'm also been writing some singles and getting together something special for Halloween.
Ooh.
And we're getting ready to possibly release a movie with both of us in it later this year with a friend of ours. I'm leading it. Total leading it. Give me a second. She doesn't understand. But it's with
James Balsamo. It's his new film. He's filming currently.
Take this over for a second.
Bite School 2.
Oh yeah, no, I saw it. You're in a couple movies. Bite School 2.
Well, right now I have Donald Farmer's Cannibal Hookers reboot. It's currently out and for sale.
Wow.
And I'll show you the cover in a minute. And then we're about to start filming for my buddy James Balsamo from Acid Bath Productions, Bite School 2.
Nice.
Yeah. I actually am going to be playing a Mayan goddess vampire, yeah.
Mayan goddess vampire, I can see that.
Mayan vampire, yeah.
Okay, that's good. And you know, you've been writing some horror stuff too. I remember last time we were on, you guys were on with the screenwriter from the Italian Job, and you were talking about some horror scripts you already were pitching.
I have a couple films right now. I'm talking to a friend of mine from Netflix. He said, when this is all over, he wants to sit down with me and work on something. I can't give away what he does, but he has a few shows already on Netflix and is well in with them. We also have somebody from Blumhouse and from Warner Brothers that wants to talk to us after all of this gets back to normal about another one of my scripts. We're going to be filming this winter one of my scripts with funding coming in pretty soon. And on top of that, the fun part, I'm going to be releasing two books this winter for Christmas time if it works out in time. One is going to be a graphic children's book, not children's, but kind of, where it's going to have illustrations of certain nightmarish creatures and poems to go with it. So like a Mortis style Shel Silverstein.
Nice.
And then the other
one, Mortis for kids. I could see that.
Yeah. And it kids can have it, but certain adults won't let certain kids, but the basic ones, it's nice little stories, nothing creepy, but they look all demented and, yeah. But, and then the other one is the horror stories, short stories of the movies I'm doing and where they originated from.
Right. That's great.
This is the album cover for Cannibal Hookers.
Very nice.
And those are my way.
Very nice.
I would hope so.
This.
I know those legs anywhere. What do you got there? What do you get?
That is the misery cord.
I built this.
Wow. What inspired you to build it?
Music. I was listening to a lot of old music, like the Who, how they have the Mongolian metal.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of tribal styling between pagan, Mongolian, early Indian, Peruvian. I've also been listening to a little bit of old Romanian style music, and I wanted to do a tribal style industrial album. So I've always loved like the cellos and then using the guitars with the bows and playing it like Jimmy Page and Hendrix did.
Right.
If I built one out of a guitar but made it like a cello to where the strings on this side still work because the pickups pick it up, but the strings down here are just open with another pickup and just work it all together and see how it works. So tomorrow I should be testing it and stringing it up. It's all been wired. I've been taking my time putting it together, and if it works out, it's also going to be one of the things featured in the shows while I'll be playing it live along with other instruments on stage now.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yes. Normally the show is you, and it's, if you never, Hannah, you've never seen, you still have never seen Mortis live.
I have not had the opportunity to yet, no.
Yeah. You've had the opportunity, but you haven't done it. But it's quite a sight. It's quite a theatrical production.
Oh, and no,
it's you surrounded by, at least by Lillian, sometimes by more than Mortis dolls. and all sorts of crazy satanic imagery.
Sure. Yeah, there's a we're gonna be adding a lot of new elements to it, but we're keeping the fire, we're keeping the grinders, we're keeping the spectacle, the illusions, and the whole entire stage presence of what you see at the usual show. But we're gonna be adding a little bit more live musical parts, some special guests here and there, and a lot more theatrics. More theatrics to it, but. We've been investing in stuff on for our stage shows to really, you know, tighten it up. So it'll be fun.
Okay, and now you can talk metal with Mortis. I know you've been waiting all show to do this.
Well, I'm kind of at a loss for words right now since I'm not feeling too hot. So
you don't want to talk metal with Mortis and Lillian? Come on.
I don't know what to say right now.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm living off crackers and ginger ale.
Go ahead.
I'm living off crackers and ginger ale. My brain's kind of just not there.
That means the next time we're back on this, you need a list of questions.
Mm-hmm.
That's twice.
Well, I will tell you, and we've all talked about the love story between you two, and I didn't know you were married before, Mortis. Now, that explains a lot. That explains a lot about the evil in your music.
Oh, if you only knew.
I am his muse.
Well, I know you're his muse, and I was going to say, and I'm glad you're on, because I was going to talk about you behind your back, but I'm glad you're here. But and Mortis, I this is the part of the show that always happens where I gush over Lillian, and how beautiful she is. But it's not just that. Am I wrong? Is there an aura about her? Is there like a weird, I hate to say magical, but sensual aura about her that for some reason when she's in a room, even when in a room full of beautiful women, I can't stop looking at her.
It happens a lot.
Is it some sort of magic spell that you're putting on people? What is it?
I've been this way my whole life. I don't ask for it. It just happens.
Okay. All right. So you're not entrancing me in any way. It's just that's the way you affect everybody.
It happens. Even people who try to like dislike me or not like me at all, they're intrigued by me and have to stare at me.
Yeah.
And if they would actually take the chance to know me, they'd probably love me instead of judging me for just looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure. I mean, women can be petty, they can be jealous, and guys can be...
assholes.
Weird. we experienced some of that after the show last time, but I don't even want to get into that. But,
it's always weird.
What about the other Mortis styles? Are you still in contact? Are they still around? What's going on?
But with the new way we're doing things that's been happening, we decided to embrace it, is... we've had more famous and more well-known in the circuits of where we work, and they've been asking to perform with us on stage more and more. So each show, we get a new guest Mortis doll that's somehow in the bondage, modeling, dancing world and made their own way. And we've had three happen so far. And the newer show's coming. Once we get back to it, we have a whole bunch of other people I'd like to help perform, not just at the live shows, but even the ones that we're going to be doing online here and there, too.
So the Mortis styles have upgraded.
Yes. But we still have the original casts when they're not busy. It's open for anyone to help out. And when we hit the states going wherever we do for a tour, each doll that's in the, like, state that we're going to, if they want to come out and dance, they can be an honorary doll and become a Mortis doll, and that's how we're going to get more clientele and more people to join into our giant group of people and just showing these amazing artists out to everyone else too.
Hannah?
Yes.
You want to become Mortis doll?
I cannot dance. I have zero talent.
I'll put you in a video.
You're in the middle and you have two sparks all over your body.
Yeah.
She's had that happen. She got set on fire on her birthday. So she's getting a little looser on that.
Yeah.
She learned how to swallow fire. She had her hand on fire.
Right.
It was fun, yeah.
So I mean, I know that Lillian's been doing shows online, and they sound very intriguing. I definitely want to check one of these out. It's just, it's just weird doing shows on the computer. I did a comedy show last night. It was fun, but wasn't the same.
It's not the same, but at the same time, it's a way for us performers and those who like to watch us to stay somewhat sane, I guess, and still be able to keep up on our art and show people our art and be supported for our art.
Are there things that you're able to do on the online, on the computer, that you're not able to do live?
Yeah. As for what, I'm not sure.
Well, like some shows where we're not allowed to use fire, well, we can do fire all we want at home.
That's true.
And I can be as loud as I want, and I don't have people bothering me. And there's no weird drunk fan trying to, like, get too close to you while trying to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And make you be alone.
Right.
You get that a lot, Mortis?
I love my fans to death. All my fans are scary that are hardcore fans because they will do anything for me. This has been proven in past relationships when they hurt me when I was in the band. These are the same fans I still have. But there are some of them that are just so over the top that they have no boundaries. And me, I'm a agoraphobe.
Mm-hmm. And
being out in public with a lot of people already twitches me. And I do my best. That's why I like to smoke, so I can actually get out in the crowd and talk to fans and people, but then there's that one that just totally breaks your bubble. And no matter how many times you tell them, can you please just give me a minute? I'll talk to you soon, or whatever. This is that one that ends up getting thrown out of the club because they don't have boundaries with anybody. That's the one thing I don't think about this. Other than that, I love my fans, and I love playing with my brothers and sisters out there, but that's the one thing I don't miss.
You're a girl. That's so weird because you're so friendly. I don't know. It's just I just, we hit it off right away, but I don't know if that's just because you knew I wasn't a crazed fan or what. I don't know.
Nah, you're a cool person.
Although I remember the first time I met you, which is at the Green Jelly show.
We just did the last one back in March.
Yeah.
Before all this craziness 100% cut us off.
What happened?
We did the last Green Jelly show. The Jelly Fest back in, I think it was March.
Right.
That was fun.
That was right before the, everybody was grounded with the virus, but.
Oh, yeah.
No, but in 2019, when I first met you guys, now I was already going to book you on the show. But I remember, like, you were very, I love your show, but off stage you were such a different and quieter person, but nice. Although, once again, I was entranced by Lillian, and I was staring probably too long at her, and she's like, "Who the fuck is this guy?" And then we're friends. But boy,
yeah, no, I'm a really quiet person. I'm very shy in public, but when I need to be outgoing and promoting stuff like that, I become the guy I need to be. But other than that, yeah, I'm really quiet.
Well, except for somebody moving from Chicago to be with you, what's the craziest thing a fan has done?
No. I have like three different fans that like to do things for us. This one fan, we were at a show, came to see another band, saw me, like had a religious experience, went home, grabbed paintings and other stuff that he wanted to give to me as paying homage and respect of how much his mind was blown. I have two paintings from him, a doll he created, a decorated journal, and some other weird crafts. He's like, "I just want you to have them."
Wow.
I have a little wall. I have all these little gifts that fans give me throughout the years and photos I've taken with different fans from all the bands I've been in and those that are still there. And yeah, there's some weird stuff here and there, but gotta love them.
What's the strangest gift you've ever received?
Fans, not groupies. Okay, gotta think about that.
Both.
Was it alive? Was it covered in blood? Was it?
I received a doll that looked just like me, made out of horsehair.
Wow.
It was cute, but it was weird because this one was also a stalker.
Oh.
Yeah. This is.
Yeah. Let's see this doll.
You don't have. At least, I don't think he has it right now.
Well, you must. I mean, you must get some weird offerings too, Lillian, I would imagine.
You know, the weirdest gift we did get was the heart in a jar from my brother.
Oh, yeah. We have a heart in a jar.
Oh, okay. Is it like an animal heart, human heart?
Human heart.
It was a human heart. It's an old one. It had the paperwork and everything. And it was, yeah. Some kid died of malaria. And it was like back in the 30s. And it's an old heart. It's got the tag on it with everything on it. And he's like, dude, I love you. I love about you. Please take this. Don't let anything happen to it.
Wow.
I have a lot of oddities.
Was it Valentine's Day? Was it?
No. It was around Christmas.
Just a regular day. I'll give you a heart. So I know I was rambling on about our merchandise, but you have New Mortis merchandise yourself.
Finally. I have two places you can get my merchandise right now online. We partnered up with 713 Clothing, and they took two of my designs and put them on their website with Wednesday 13 and a couple other shirts they've been doing. If everything works out between them and we like this fit, I'm going to design more shirts to be put on their site exclusively just from me.
That's awesome.
So if you pick those up, they're $26, and proceeds go to him, and I have it set up to where if I want anything, I can order them, and that basically recycle it if you can, and I will go from there, you know. Nothing to where it's coming out of heavy pocket on both of us. It's just basically going from there, and I want to partner up with more people, but you got to bit by bit show them what you're doing and have other people jump on before others can. And then on my website, mortisthedevilsreject.com, we have a store where I've been creating a bunch of different things, and you can check it out. Unfortunately, there's no order on how you can check it out, so you just got to scroll through it. But, like, these shoes.
Ooh, I love those.
Yeah, I like that.
They stuff the mortise so that we can see it.
Hold on.
Those are mortise sneakers.
That's awesome. I want a pair.
Let's see.
We'll send you the website.
Yeah, there's heels, there's shirts, there's jackets, there's dresses, there's panties, a bunch of different things. Basically, whatever I can't have made up from other places, I'm doing here. And this is where you get more of the custom designs made by me. A little bit more pricey, but I try to keep it as common and normal as I can. There's all different types of shoes with different designs, even leggings. I'm giving this company a chance. They handle all of my shipping. They handle all of my printing. And I get a percentage back, but I pay for the company to do this. So if it works out well, there'll be a lot more clothing coming from there. And as soon as things get back to normal, we'll be putting the custom mortise jackets that I'll be making online to be sold too.
That's great. Well, Hannah, I texted you some of the mortise panties so you could check those out.
Yeah, very cool.
We need to get some Dark Mark Show panties. That's,
you do need some Dark Show Mark panties and have some ladies just panties. Model them for you. Who's going to wear Hannah panties? Come on.
So I would anticipate the first few concerts that you do, people are going to be sitting down spaced out in a half full club.
Right? I think they'd be getting wild.
What's that?
I think they're going to be getting wild, not sitting still.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But social distancing, I guess. With the
after a couple drinks, who's going to social distance?
So have you listened to the album?
I've listened to a few songs. I haven't listened to the entire album, but please take me track by track.
Let me pull it up. Come on.
And I'm assuming while you're pulling that up, there's the next chapter in your Bible is going to be in 2021, and you're working on it.
I'm going to wait till 22 to release the next album because I'm releasing several EPs and singles along the way.
Mm. You're doing some mellow stuff, if I was reading correctly.
Yeah. I'm going to be doing an acoustic album. I have all these songs I've been writing, and this is the time to put them out, so might as well do those. I have a Halloween album I'm doing that will release first of October. I'm also going to be releasing several singles between here and there that I already have three that are going to be ready to release in 2 months, and they're continuations of Rodeo Rot, bridging to the next album. The third album that will come out is Lake Sodom and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah. It's the Book of Hollywood.
Oh, okay, great.
I like that.
Probably gonna, blow the lid off all the debauchery in your life.
Pretty much. The first album's about coming out of the grave, so that's why it's just the coffin with the cross logo.
Right.
The second album is about the vampirism cult. That's why the logo becomes more of the cross with the pentagram seal.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is more about witchcraft and sex and blood. So it's going to be more of a witchy looking on the take of my logo.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Looking forward to that. 2022, if we can make it there, that'll be great.
Right. Unless I get itchy and just...
Uh-oh, what happened?
They froze.
Hold on. The powers that be don't want you to talk about sex and debauchery and blood.
Oh, that's funny because Facebook banned one of my songs. And it doesn't...
What song?
The Night He Returned, which is the continuation to the song The Night He Came to Town from the first album. For some reason, it is nowhere to be found on Facebook on any of the things, but all the whole album of Rodeo Rot except that song is on Facebook and Instagram.
Do you have any idea why they would do that?
I think it was just too violent for them, or there was trigger words within the song. But
because they're assholes.
Right? You can hurt me, girl.
Which begs the question, is Mark Zuckerberg the Antichrist?
Right. Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be looking up the...
Mark Zuckerberg is a piece of shit.
Really? You tell him. Well, they're frozen. Say why they're a piece of shit.
He's a piece of shit? He's just an asshole. Like, his outlooks on everything, his political outlooks, he's just a piece of shit.
Okay. You guys are back. I guess it's almost been an hour and you're starting to freeze, so I think we're going to wrap it up. But, you know, I could talk to you guys forever. And I can't wait to see both of you again. I can't wait to see Lillian's next show. I can't wait to see what you do online, and I can't wait to see you guys in person. Please tell us everything you got going on and how people can get a hold of you.
You first.
Well, coming up next weekend, June 19th, our online fetish event, my Voodoo Kittens Macrame Macabre Metal Fetish Event. It's
there might be some macrame too.
Right. Going to be streamed on Crowdcast and streamed to either Facebook or YouTube. I haven't decided yet. Tickets are on sale now. We have a great lineup. We have Fira performing with us on the main event page. We have Sideshow Side performing on the main VIP. We have Ophelia Rain making a special guest performance on the VIP stage. Mortis and I are doing...
Oh, Sideshow Side. We had him on the show. He's great.
Yeah. We have Ashley Bad and Mark Crane from Lords of Acid performing. Mark is going to be DJing, and Ashley Bad is going to be the last show for us.
Great.
This is a lot of awesome performers. Double Driver, he's going to be spinning for us. And then the best part about all of it, there's over 18 performers. Go-go dancers, fire performers, sideshow performers. That from Club Terminal is going to be spinning. Let's see, the Lady Cinder is going to be breathing for us. We have Adam Nuke and his Lady Domino are going to be doing a duet belly dance fire show performance. And then we have a raffle, which we're going to give away a bunch of raffle prizes, merch, gift cards, and stuff like that, signed autographs, photos and stuff. All the profits from the raffle prizes are being donated to mental awareness charities specifically for sex workers, LGBT community, veterans, and then whatever charities or performers wish to donate to, if they Black Lives Matter, whatever, you know.
That's great. That sounds like a party, right, Anna?
It does.
And how do people buy tickets for that?
You can find it on my Facebook page, which is Lillian Sin, the Voodoo Kitten. On my event page, you can look it up through Crowdcast. You can find me in Crowdcast, Lillian Sin, the Voodoo Kitten.
Well, I can't wait. That's actually, we've got, that same night, I've got another thing, but I'll probably be going back and forth because that sounds great. It sounds like there's a party all around. And all these performers will be in their house, right?
Yes.
They're doing things separately.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here's a little teaser. The one for this one is called
A Bloody Fantastic Night.
So it's going to be all of the same. The one we're doing the month after is...
Yeah.
It's our and July 10th is our Serial Killer Evening featuring Jason Voorhees. Ari Lehman from First Jason himself is performing with us.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, we're stepping up our game.
Well, that's... Now, I was going to ask why you never booked me, but now I understand.
Do you want to be a part of the Serial Killer show?
Yeah, of course.
Well, come here. I'll book you and put you on the event right now.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Anyway, I want to get to Mortis and what he's got going on. I want to make sure people buy his album. But, yeah, we'll be in touch, Lillian.
And the two other last things on it is I'm going to be hosting a show within about a month where I'm interviewing my music friends and finding what they're doing next while I'm on the road or just going through the phases. Because remember when Eddie in the Trunk and all of them had that whole thing and everyone watched it all the time? And
yeah.
With all musicians, but I feel like that, yeah, there's a lot of that going on still, but there's things that are missing in our element still. You know, from the inside look from people on the road, talking about the usual shit that happens on the road that only musicians know about.
That sounds great.
And then I'm going to be doing a live acoustic concert. It's going to be taped, and then I'm going to air it later, and it's going to be called One Night with the Devil.
One Night with the Devil. It sounds like we got some great stuff to look forward to on our computer, Hannah.
It does.
You know what I mean? I think when you finish the album.
Get the album. Listen to the album. Follow Lillian and Mortis on social media.
Buy tickets.
Buy tickets. Support them. This is how they're making a living. And this is artists that really need the money. And not only do they need the money, you're giving them value for that money. Because I see all these online shows. They're just not – they don't even have half the talent you guys have. You guys are really giving them a bang for their buck.
And the best part about the bang for the buck is all the money that is made on the show is split 100% evenly amongst everyone.
That's great.
We tell everyone how much we get. When it's over, we screenshot exactly how much was sent to us on the thing, and then we divide it and give it to them.
So, and one last question. Hannah and a bunch of people and everybody's asking me when I'm going to get a tattoo. I see how great your tattoos are, Mortis. If I was to get a tattoo, what would you suggest for me?
What would you suggest for a tattoo?
What should I get? Because I would get a tattoo, but I have no idea what to get or where to get it.
One, if you want, I can draw you up a killer design or one of my logos or whatever you wish. And two, I know about four really great people in LA that can help you out.
Yeah, though I know there's people that want to give me tattoos. I just don't know what to get. I just
logo.
Yeah, probably. I think so. Anyway.
I think you should have him draw it up for you, then have one of our tattoo guests put it on you. So therefore, it's like a collaboration of the guest.
Tattooed live for one of your shows.
We're thinking about that. That'll probably happen at some point. Maybe if we got a studio back in November for my birthday. Anyway, Lillian, Mortis, like I say, we could talk all night. You're going to say, Mortis? Go ahead.
I'm going to say, you know, I should do something like that to all my fans. Look, if you post the tattoo of my logo that you got showing support, Not only will you get a free album, but you'll become one of the top tiers in a fan club.
Ooh.
Listen to that, Mortis fans.
Pride. Showing pride for your music and being part of the Mortis Army. If you get your badge of honor, man, you might as well earn it.
And if you have a Dark Mark tattoo, I will personally escort you to the mental institution. But,
I had a Dark Mark removed a while ago.
The Harry Potter Dark Mark.
That was funny.
You got it.
I got it.
Mortis, Lillian, thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
All of them on social media. Lillian Sin, Mortis the Devil's Reject, Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram, Goth Comedian on all social media. Thanks, Mortis and Lillian. You guys are always great.
Yeah.
Bye.
And Hannah, now you don't have an excuse. Now you got to check them out online.
Mm-hmm. I do. I have a shoe obsession.
Okay, well, I hear that Hannah's, I think her stomach flu is happening. Something's going on. So that's our cue. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Bye.
Bye.
Down, right. down!